So, Todd, what about the situation with immigration in the United States? Is it similar to Italy or different?
Actually, from what you're saying, it sounds really similar. The U.S. has a lot of immigration, and it's very controversial now in America, probably because the economy is going bad. But we get a lot of people from Latin America or Central America, and they either cross the border through Mexico, the Mexican border, or they come by boat, similar to Italy. So, yeah, it's kind of a big problem.
I have a question, please. I understand that a lot of population, they are actually from South America or Central America. Do people now start to teach Spanish at schools?
Actually, the language is very controversial. We are taught Spanish, actually, but they do a very bad job. Most people can't speak Spanish. But the most of the immigrants, actually, I think, that come to the U.S. do a really good job of learning English. The first generation struggles, but always the second generation, their children, become bilingual rather quickly. So even though we try to learn Spanish, I think the fact is, in reality, the people that come to America just learn English really quickly.
One more question, please. When a foreigner come to United States and find a job, he get the job, he has the same amount of money can earn as an American or not?
Oh, that's interesting. I don't think you can discriminate pay for a lower paying job, whether you're an American or not. I think most employers probably pay the same wage, but what happens is only people that are new to the country often will take certain jobs. So, for example, maybe work as janitors or work in fast food companies or maybe farm work, sometimes construction. The pay is not that great, so they offer a really low wage. So only people that just arrive to America or are immigrants will apply for the job. So it is kind of a problem because some people think if there weren't so many people coming into the country, then people that were born in the country would apply for those jobs and be paid more. So it's a very controversial thing. But in reality, in terms of history, economically, the country was built on foreign labor coming in. So, that's just a fact. The country was developed by having immigrants come into the country. So economically, it's very important, I think.
All right. Thank you very much, Todd.